Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates from Living Compassion. It's my great pleasure to be joined tonight by Lakota from Washington. Welcome, Lakota.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Great. It's great to have you on air with us.
Oh, I am so just tickled to be on the air.
And
it's really my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, great. Great. Lakota, tell me a little bit about the New Year's retreat.
Oh, my goodness. What just a fantastic practice opportunity it was. It was a large retreat, and there was a lot of Sangha there. And so I just, you know, I felt this incredible amount of support from other Sangha members, and just being surrounded by that many people just practicing at that level, it was just exhilarating and really supportive, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, high energy kind of group of people, huh?
Yeah, it really was. And I don't know, and you know, just in the experience that I had at the retreat, I just I had some moments where there was just this kind of like this opening and this real connection to this very real right now moment of joy. And and along with that was this experience of just an unshakable trust in this practice.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, it gave me goosebumps. Tears came up and I just could not stop saying thank you. And I'm feeling those sensations just talking about it now, and it just really, really reaffirmed to me how important this practice is in my life, and how grateful I am for it, and all the people who we practice with.
Yes, I had a lot of the same experiences that you were talking about, and for me, it's really helpful. You mentioned that unshakable trust in practice. And what I realized is that the only thing that keeps me from that is me colluding with conditioning, you know, to believe that something is not right. And it was really helpful for me on retreat to recognize, once again, practice is on my side. You know, practice is for me and my life. It's what it wants to support me.
Yeah, that is so exactly right on. And you know, that was my experience as well. And I, coming home from the retreat, it didn't take very long for conditioning to just come back in full speed ahead, like just a locomotive, and you know, kind of convince me to participate in some coping mechanisms, and really trying to talk me into being afraid to look at the stuff that was coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I don't know, there's a part of me that for a second was thinking that was bad news, and I'm not buying that right now. That's good news, because, you know, that experience just kind of pushed me up against the wall, put me into a corner where it was like, oh, this stuff is really big, and how lucky am I to be able to see that with all the lights on?
Yeah.
And surrounded by, you know, the Sangha, and supported with practice.
Yeah. I know that experience as well, of being pushed up against the wall. And when I'm lucid, I will see that, you know, it feels like it's not me being pushed up against the wall, but really conditioning that's feeling under threat and kind of into survival mode.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true, because we're hot on its trail now.
Yeah, exactly. And this time, coming out of retreat, you had something special to follow up with after leaving the retreat.
That's right. Thank goodness. it's another great practice opportunity called Practices Everywhere, or Practice Everywhere. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm just really, really excited about it. You know, it's I'm a Sangha member that lives a little bit of a distance from the monastery, and I can't be there all the time. And it is just so hugely supportive to have these other practice tools and practice supports, like Practice Everywhere and like the radio show and like Reflective Listening Buddies and the at-home working meditation retreat. They're just huge. I mean, because it would be easy to think that, you know, I'm out here, remote location, all on my own, and just kind of slip off. But it's getting harder and harder to do that with opportunities like this.
I was just thinking that, you know, with technology and the monasteries, as far as I can tell, unflinching commitment to extend practice in every direction. It's really up to me to just find the willingness to say, okay, I'll sign up for that.
That's it. And I noticed too that, I mean, right now, what do you got? What practice opportunities are out there? I'm going to do them, like every single one of them. And bring it on, the more the better. So this is great. And I love this Practice Everywhere. I just today actually kind of got signed up, and I've got a Twitter account. And I've got the Practice Everywhere stuff coming to the Twitter account and to my email. And even to my cell phone. So, and I'm not very technologically advanced, so if I can do it, anybody can do it.
It's great. So there's Twitter, and there's Facebook, and there's email. And I'll just give a quick overview. I don't know if I have all the technology right. But the idea, and Sherry can add to this later, is really to support us in our practice where we are all the time using the technological tools that are available today. And so as I understand it, the primary part of it is a Twitter message that Sherry sends out many times a day, 4 or 6 perhaps more times a day. And it's a little bit of practice support, you know, focus on the breath or messages that remind us to come back to being here. And we can access that, as you said, set it up to come in by email, come in by our cell phone, and really, you know, not get away from it, which is my experience with conditioning for a long time is I could not get away from it. And with Practice Everywhere, again, you know, if I cannot get away from it, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, you know, like you said, because conditioning is always doing its thing, like every moment, and it's already kind of got a really big head start on most of us. Because it was doing its thing to us a long time before a lot of us found awareness practice. So, gosh, why not? Why not just, you know, use everything that we've got and really, really, you know, just bring out the big guns and this is it. And as I was reading some of the Twitter messages, I just kind of had this image of like a really great friend, somebody that just loves you unconditionally.
Yes, that's exactly my experience. Are you there, Lakota? Lakota? Are you there, Lakota? I think we may have just lost Lakota. Okay, let's move on to open air. Good evening, and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Michael.
How are you?
There's Lakota out there somewhere.
Yes, we just lost him.
Yes, but you know what? I have great faith that he'll be back.
Yes.
Yeah, that was wonderful. That was some wonderful encouragement for all of us to practice and pay attention and take advantage of what supports us and not get talked out of that and all those good kinds of things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your commitment to reach out in all these ways.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we talk about it all the time. And it's because it's true. It's so much fun. And I think that was part of, I don't know that Lakota used that word for the retreat, but I bet he would have because it was fun. And, I had fun. And it looked like other people were having fun. They seemed like it. You know, big awarenesses, big insights, and, you know, you can see the look on people's faces, the light in their eyes. You know, their lives are changing. And there's just nothing better to do with a life. So, you know, I'm right there with everybody else, as you've heard me say countless times, I'm sure. When I came out of the monastery where I trained, I knew that if I didn't take great care to stay on track, I would wander off, as I had seen any number of other people do over time. People who were at the very monastery where I was, and they would go off with, you know, it looked like every intention of staying with practice, and then just drift off into God knows what. And I knew that that would be my fate. And so I determined to set up my life so that always the first priority is practice, and that I had so many commitments set up that even if I fell pretty sound asleep, I was going to wake up fairly soon, because it was only a few hours or a day or so before I had to be somewhere doing something that I needed to show up for, because other people were depending on me for practice. So,
yes.
You know, everything that I do like this just lights me up that much more, keeps practice that much more in front of me, and so I'm just the most grateful of all recipients of these efforts.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I can see how that really setting up things in my life where I have to show up is really critical.
Yeah, because, you know, if I had something to do that was going to give me more, take better care of me, add more joy to my life, you know, make me feel better, however that's phrased. If there were something better on offer, okay, but there isn't. And so, you know, after all these years, God knows I've proved to myself that nothing makes me happier than being present, being centered.
Yeah.
That's as happy as I can get. Now, from that centered present place, I can do whatever I want to do, and I have. So, you know, first do that, and then let life show you all of the fabulous delights that it wants to give you, and know that you don't have to leave your heart and follow conditioning around as it promises you something that it just simply cannot deliver. It's not even that it won't deliver it. It can't deliver it. It can't deliver unconditional love and acceptance. It can't deliver bliss. It can't. It can't. It just, it's, you know, it's like trying to get orange juice out of a grape. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not sure why this is occurring to me, but I've also realized that I can't get that from anybody else either.
It precisely. I think it's occurring to you because it's so very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That we can't, no matter what all the songs and movies and stories and all of that try to tell us. It's just, and again, even if somebody wanted to give that to you more than life itself, they couldn't. If that's just simply the way life is set up. And of course, I think we would both agree that it's a great way to be set up, because it requires us to find for ourselves what we're seeking, to know that we made the effort to get there. So when those voices try to kick in and tell us who we are and what we are, we have the proof that they're wrong, and we know who we are, and we know what's important to us, and we know the effort that we're making to have that for ourselves. And so it's a good deal. And then when we do, we can offer whatever of that we can offer to others, whatever others can receive. And again, in my experience, it's usually simply that somebody can get it, that through awareness practice, your life gets better and happier. Good. That's a tremendous thing to be able to offer the world.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. It's a priceless gift.
It's what?
The priceless gift.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a good time. That's the, you know, that's the drum I keep pounding on, because there's just so much bad information out there that says, you know, you have to give up everything and you never get to smile or laugh again, and you just have to just walk around and be miserable as you do awareness practice. And it's just exactly the opposite of that. The more we do it, the better life gets.
Indeed. Indeed. Barry, I have two announcements here.
Oh, good.
Coming up, email class signups start
yes.
on January 10th.
Yes.
For A Bizarre Tapestry of Misinformation, the movie.
Yes. That's going to be the follow-up. It's really going to be the follow-up to that first class that we offered on what you practice is what you have. And all of it is from the new book that will be coming out in, I think it's August or September, or somewhere like that.
Great, great.
Yeah, the sequel to There's Nothing Wrong With You.
Yes, wonderful. So the class itself will start in February, and registration for the class will start on January 10th.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And the other thing that's very exciting is that the monks are leaving for Africa at the end of the week, and I believe you are going also.
That would be me. I think Jen and Melinda fly on the 11th, and I'm on the 12th, or something like that. Anyway, right around there, and then we'll be back just in time for Best Year Yet.
Yes. And so while you're there, there'll be many exciting Africa blogs to read.
There will be, if this trip is like all the others, there will be. And you know, one of the things I haven't talked to anybody about this, but one of the things that I am so looking forward to is walking with everybody to the farm, which hoping will be, that we'll get to do on this trip.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think the farm is glorious right now,
yeah.
And I just think that's going to be a lot of fun. So that would be a good opportunity for a lot of photographs along the way. Oh, there's just so much coming up. We were... as you well know, on retreat last week or a couple of days ago or whatever it was, and watching a video on the project there. And, yeah, I just get so homesick. I can hardly stand it. You know, I'm just – because I know, you know, I'm going to hear those voices singing and I'm going to see those smiling faces. And it's – yeah, I'm getting excited.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other beautiful thing is the many, many red lights that are here in front of us.
Oh, I want to say something, Michael,
sure.
before we start. And that's maybe a new kind of focus on open air, because it's true. You know, we're trying to work out, are we going to add another show on another night or another
yeah.
time of day or that sort of thing. But in the intro, maybe if we can all be conscious of keeping the calls to sort of one subject. You
okay,
know,
great.
We look at one thing and then we let that go and give somebody else a chance to be there. Because, you know, I get all wound up and talking and da-da-da-da-da, and then the whole show goes by. So if people could really help me by we address one issue, and then even if that leads into another, we save that for another time and let the next person bring their issue forth.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe we can kind of do that reminder at the beginning of most shows and
sure.
and help ourselves get into that habit.
Yeah, so focusing on one subject,
yeah.
one topic, even
yeah.
if we have many.
Yeah, because we all do have
yeah.
many.
Yes,
yeah.
and we can remember that it's coming to me slowly. The way that I do any one thing is the way that I do everything.
That's right. So we can apply whatever we talk about in this one topic for this one topic to whatever those other ones are. That's very good.
Okay, let's start.
All right.
First caller, you are now live on the air, and could you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi there, Michael. Hi, Sherry. It's Anna from Yorkshire in England.
Hey, Anna. You know, I don't want to make you self-conscious, but we were actually talking about you on the retreat and wondering where you were from. Because
say that last bit again.
We were wondering where you live. And, and so we had a couple of people from the UK and who listen to the radio show, and it's, you know, we're speculating about where, and there you said it. So now there. Our questions
there.
Are answered. Isn't that amazing to think that there you are, probably, I don't know what you were doing actually, but on the other side of the world, people are thinking about you and thinking about you as a, you know, as a part of the practice and part of the Sangha and wondering where you're living and that sort of thing.
That is fantastic.
Pardon
because
me?
I'm having a really wonderful time at the moment with practice. I really enjoyed the email class. what you practice is what you have.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait for the second bit. And my husband's helped set me up with Twitter for Practice Everywhere.
Excellent.
Which apparently I can't have it to my mobile phone because my service provider, it would be expensive. It's not free or something like that. But anyway, so the Twitter thing is fantastic. I'm really enjoying it. And I've started Transform Your Life. And I'm just having a really, really fantastic, wonderful time with it all.
Oh, good. I was reading something that somebody said recently, and they said it's starting to be like bookmarks in their life. You know, something happens that brings you back to yourself, and then, you know, conditioning takes you off into whatever, and then, oh, here's something that brings you back to yourself. It's like it kind of breaks up the day with those good reminders about what's really true.
Mm. Definitely. And one of the things that's either been tweeted or it was on Transform Your Life, I can't remember which, but it's that life will surprise you. And I know that one of my issues is being in control. I've really been looking really closely over the Christmas period, and I can see that. And the reason why I can actually call you tonight, because normally I have to get up really early tomorrow morning, is that we have the most amazing amount of snow here. It's gorgeous, it's beautiful, it's lovely. But where I teach is closed.
Oh,
and I couldn't get there even if I wanted to. Because
and you don't want to.
I don't want to. So, because where I live as well, I don't know how well you know England, but I live at the top of the Peak District, very high up, and we get a lot of snow here, and we do sometimes get cut off. And so I'm here. Poppy's stuck in Liverpool. My husband is stuck at his colleague's house. So I thought, I'm going to ring Shay Hoover tonight.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
So everything's very happy.
Yes.
Is that my one topic done now then, I guess?
Well, good.
Shall I just update you as to how I'm doing with my teaching?
Please. Yes, please.
Yeah. Right, okay. So just a little while before Christmas, I was very, very low. I'd had a couple of really bad sessions with my particular group, the 16 to 19-year-olds, and I didn't think I could continue anymore. And I spoke to my line manager about it, and we had a meeting with a few others, and they said that I should stay and I should keep trying, and they would support me more. So I have decided to do that, and I'm feeling a lot better about that. But one of the main things, I do feel a lot better about it, but one of the main things is the night before it, or say two nights before, and it's normally a Tuesday, I find it really difficult to sleep. I've sort of got it in my body and in my mind, and however much I try, or all the tricks of getting it out of my mind and sleeping, it's quite difficult.
And so what are some of the tricks that you use?
Right, what they are, I've been going to bed with my iPod, so I just sort of plug myself into the radio archives, or I have a lot of podcasts from an email class you did last year. So I do that.
Is the Blanket of Acceptance?
I use the Blanket of Acceptance. It's fantastic.
And that doesn't work out, huh?
It does. It does help, and it does reduce it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So maybe I do it, and then I have a little break and do it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my best encouragement to you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound good in the beginning, but I think with practice, it will. So yes, to take something like that and just repeat it. Just have that going. Because the radio show, you know, when there's a lot of difference in the volume, that can send signals, you know, vibrations into your system that alert you. And I think when I get started on that guided imagery, I'm trying to put people, no, not really. I'm not
yeah.
really trying to put them asleep to sleep, but it
yeah.
often does.
Yeah.
And so here's the deal. To
yeah.
plan on that time as meditation.
Okay.
Don't plan on sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Plan on practicing relaxing your body at the deepest level that you can relax it, and focusing your attention on that imagery and doing what the imagery guides you to do, and knowing that if you fall asleep, that's great. If you don't fall asleep, that's great. What you're doing is taking advantage of that as meditation time.
Okay.
And if you're tired the next day, you'll be tired the next day. But
okay.
I think what you'll quickly realize is that tired the next day is just what the voices are talking to you about. That
yeah.
you're actually no more tired the next day than you would be on any other day.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Yeah. I started doing that a number of years ago, and I'm a great sleeper. But on occasion, I don't sleep. And often it'll be that same kind of thing that you're talking about. My way of saying it is I get excited. So if I'm going to do something, you know, like the Santa Sabina retreat, I just get so excited, you know, that the retreat is starting and everybody's going to be there, and I just get wound up and I don't sleep. And I really look forward to those times because it's such great extended meditation when nobody's expecting me to be doing anything other than, you know, well, they think I'm asleep. But
yeah.
I know that what I'm doing is meditating and doing all of these kinds of internal practices, focusing my attention, relaxing my body, just going to great places that are hard to get to during daylight hours.
Yeah. Yeah, the way that you put that, it makes it seem like an opportunity.
Yes. And I think, truly, I think, you know, the voices, of course, are just going to go nuts. But
yeah.
as you work through that, I do think you'll begin to find it a real gift for you, just a very, very special time that conditioning has taken away from people.
Yes.
And you'll let me know, won't you?
Yes.
Yes, you'll keep me posted on your progress.
Yes, maybe I'll ring next week if the snow is still there.
If the snow is still there. All right.
Okay, yeah. Otherwise I will try again during half term, which is in about 6 weeks.
All right.
Okay.
With a report, one way or the other.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
All
so
right,
much.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Thank
Good
you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Anna. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Sherry, we have another caller here.
That I just want to say that's such a fun picture, isn't it?
Tell me, which piece of it?
Well, just that there she is, where she is, and snowed in. And
yes.
Yeah, it's just,
yes.
it's a great picture. I want to go there and see it.
I remember
okay.
you talking about the snow a few weeks ago and how quiet it was.
Oh. So deliciously quiet.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and could you please introduce yourself? Next caller, are you there? There. Next caller, you are now live on the air, and could you please introduce yourself?
Was that two or one, Michael?
Yes. Hello, are you there? Okay, we're two down. Moving through our list here.
Wow. I hope they didn't all go the way of Lakota.
Okay, let's try the next one. Okay, next caller, you are now live on the air, and could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. It's Ramita in South Carolina.
Hey. Whew.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Boy, I thought we were on a roll of vacant lines there. I'm happy to hear your voice.
Yes. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Good.
I'm having a really good time with practice.
Oh, excellent.
And one of the things that's happening is, you know, learning to say no to conditioning.
Yes, an excellent skill to develop.
And, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about it and saying, how did I do that? And it's almost like it happens, it occurs to me.
Hmm.
Rather than me saying, it's, you know, let go of this. One example, I was conditioning was saying things about, you know, how I should be at Santa Sabina, and I was missing the greatest practice opportunity of the year and all of this. And then it just occurred to me, says, I don't have to be separate.
Mm.
I don't have to listen to that.
Uh-huh.
And then these opportunities came, you know, like I just imagined the schedule
at
the retreat center and
sort
of coordinated, tuned in. Well, there's probably the sitting right before the snack this evening, and I think about now they're probably going to group, and oh, now they're probably, the wake-up bell just rang, and just really tuning into that.
Uh-huh. And you're right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, of course, conditioning had me saying, you know, you're making this up, that's not true, you're not, that's not here and now. But the effect was a real sharpening of attention and quite remarkable.
Yeah, and the thing that I like so much about that is that it's only conditioned mind that makes us believe we are separate. So as you say no to it, then without it, without referring to it or engaging with it, you don't, I don't, nobody does, have an experience of being separate. We have to leave that connection in order to get into relationship with conditioned mind so that it can create the illusion of us as separate.
Uh-huh. And then that makes sense then, because that it's only when I'm feeling separate do I have to think of ways to reconnect.
Precisely. Precisely. And so we go into that little gap or huge space, whatever, you know, whatever our experience of it is, between the thoughts, into that quiet, and there we are. We have no experience of anything but complete connection with all that is. And then a thought arises, and we're trained to go to it, and the conversation starts, and there we are, believing that we're separate.
Ah, well, it was, you know, the conditioning wanted me to get into this loop again. How did that happen? What do I do? Now I have to practice that. And it's really, that's all a distraction.
Yes. Yeah. That's why stop, drop, and breathe is such a perfect little piece of advice, because that's all that it takes. You know, again, conditioning would want us to believe that we have to do something. We have to do something about everything. Because, of course, when we buy that, then it's in control because it is the mechanism of doing. So each time we just drop everything, we're where we want to be. Then it engages us again, you know, grabs our attention, takes us somewhere. Now we're thinking, now we're planning, now we're figuring, analyzing, remembering, whatever it is, we drop it. And we're where we want to be. Now, of course, the difficulty for most people in that is I, my little quote marks in the air, I'm not getting any information that I'm connected.
Right, because I'm set that I is separate, and that's by definition they never will.
Precisely.
Yahoo!
Yes. So what we get used to is an experience that what I really am, is what is there in that silence, in that gap. And it doesn't, that's not the same as the world comes to a halt. Everything goes on exactly the same. It's just that there's nothing creating and maintaining that illusion of being separate from everything. So, you know, the breeze is blowing and, I mean, people can be talking. Birds are singing. Whatever it is that's happening, you know, traffic goes, whatever it is that's going on, it's going on. And there's nothing separating a me out from any of it. And increasingly, the experience is, wow, what I actually am is the awareness that is aware of all of it.
Remarkable.
Deep, fun,
deep gratitude. Oh, goodness, yes. So
yeah.
It was
a
wonderful retreat, yes.
Yes, and we all had a good retreat. And so one other little piece of that, when we were there, we talked about practice everywhere and how we would do sending out the messages. You know, would we send them out at different times for different time zones? And we decided to send them all out at the same time. So wherever anybody is in the world, when they get it, they know that within a, you know, depending on how technology is going in that moment, but very close to exactly that time, everybody in the world who is doing this is getting the same message.
We're all lighting up in the same instant.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get that message, we tune in, and, you know, stop, drop, and whatever it's encouraging you to do, just you're just there for a moment, and with a sense of all of the people around the world who, in that moment, are practicing the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And this practice everywhere reinforces it, and that insight I had during the retreat itself, I realized I don't have to, you know, just sitting. I can just, before I sit on the cushion, just bring to consciousness the fact that there are other people on the planet doing this exact same thing at
precisely
this exact same time.
Yes,
and
with that chart. With each breath, whether you're breathing in or breathing out, think of the number of creatures, human and other, who are doing the same thing at the same moment.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
You are so welcome. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Soon.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Ramita. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Sherry, we're going to have a sponsor ad, and then we will be right back.
Right.
Porchdog Software is proud to support Open Air with Sherry Huber. For more years than we care to mention, Porchdog has been writing Windows and Mac software for customers big and small. We're pretty good at what we do, and we always try to remember that what we're doing is never more important than how we're doing it. Check us out at www.porchdogsoft.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Music by Trish Brooks for Culligan gives voice to what Simply Celebrate is all about. Opening to rivers of joy, listening to our hearts, trusting ourselves and our lives. Simply Celebrate is a book and business that grew out of gratitude for the work of Sherry Huber and this amazing Sangha. We use the practice as a foundation for helping people wake up to all the joy, spontaneity, color, and connection that is available in every moment. Please visit simplycelebrate.net.
What if you swam in a river of joy?
Welcome back to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Sherry, we have more callers here.
Right.
Okay, next caller, you are now live on the air, and could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Michael, it's Tracy.
Hey, Tracy?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm so excited. I've been disconnected twice, and so I'm partially really happy that I'm on and thinking, oh, I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, technology is not going in my favor tonight, but I'm realizing maybe other people are getting dropped too, so I'm really happy.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you, since I started my involvement with this practice everywhere, I have realized the way I think about technology now is like you buy a car and it goes about 100 miles and breaks down. That's about how reliable technology is. Fortunately, it's a little less expensive to fix, but
yeah. And then it's kind of exciting when then part of the process is, oh, I just have to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you just keep trying and then it comes back, there is a little bit of faith that, or not faith, but there is just a trusting of the process that happens too.
Yes. Yeah.
But it does end up working.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Oh, gosh, Sherry, there's two really major practice, like karmic opportunities that are arising for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, so I just wanted to check in. I know we're only supposed to talk about one, but maybe I can just say both of them and we can bring them together.
Yeah, put an and in the middle. Best year yet.
And so I'm in a new relationship. It's been going on for a couple of months. Really, really great person. And I'm getting pushed in two directions. One, my karma button about making mistakes is getting pushed, and my karma button about outcomes is getting pushed. And so I know you've talked to me a little bit before about this mistake making and how just like horrified I get when I make a mistake. And it feels like I can be really kind to myself. I'm really learning that when I'm making a mistake, but there's something about the reaction of another person when I make a mistake that just sends me off. So that's
okay.
One part.
Now, without getting into too much content, can you give me an example of what that would be like, the mistake that you would make and the reaction that the other person would have?
So, like, this house is really beautiful and there's, like, a particular way to do things around it, and I wasn't given guidance on how to do something, and I did something, and it wasn't really, it was just something that shouldn't have been done, and like a door was opened the wrong way, and then it was going to affect this thing, and then it was going to get stuck, but I wasn't told to not open the door this particular way, and so the person got really angry, but I had no information on it. And so inside I knew that, oh, my gosh, of course, like, how would I to know? It's not a big deal. But then I hear I hear this person's voice, you know, change, and there's anger, and there's like a criticalness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just completely sends me off to...
Okay, so let me ask you this. When that happens, how old are you emotionally?
Oh, I feel like I'm the little girl.
Maybe three.
Maybe five.
Okay.
And it's so full of emotion, and it's just like my whole body can't sleep that night because I'm flooded with the feeling of it, and and it feels like I was able to stay with it, but it was really hard for me to get the. It was hard. I feel like it took all the energy just for me to stay available to myself, and there wasn't much of me to be available to this other person.
Well,
and
that's good. When people are mean, they should be punished.
They should be punished. Yes.
So you were able to stay with it. Were you able to be with that little part of you?
I think I was. I mean, it felt like, you know, I kept doing the turn my head one way, you know, God, just checking in what's going on, turn my head the other way, like, God, I just feel like, you know, I just want to just run and hide, and I don't even want to try anymore, and, you know, just was, you know, I felt like I had to use all my skills to self-facilitate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of it was just like, oh, my gosh, I just need to cry because they're
just... Well, I'm sure both of you did at that point. I mean, she does because that's her reaction to basically getting in trouble. I mean, she's a little kid and an adult just, you know, got really upset with her. And then probably your reaction as an older person is to cry too, because here we are again in this same situation. Yeah? Are you there, Tracy? Oh, God. What's happening to us, Michael?
That's a good question. That is a good question. It looks live here, but, oh, there she's gone. She's gone. Barry, let's take a break and see if she calls back and see if I could.
Oh, fabulous. Okay.
Track that. I'm not sure I'll be able to track it, but.
Okay, thanks.
Let's break and see where we get.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
If you suddenly find yourself believing the voices in your head, don't panic. Just remember these three easy steps. Stop, drop, and breathe. That sequence again is stop, drop, and breathe. This public service announcement is brought to you by Voice Busters Incorporated, purveyors of the finest practice tools and reminders since 2008. Visit us on the World Wide Web at thevoicescartoons.org.
Stop, drop, and breathe. Stop, drop, and breathe.
Welcome back to Open Air. Sherry, I think I just saw her pop back in here.
All right.
Right. Tracy, are you there?
Yay, I'm back. I'm so happy.
Okay, so where we were is that, to me, crying seems like a reasonable response from both parties. Now, here's my question.
Yes.
Are you able to say, hey, this is what goes on with me when you get upset and angry like that? I tend to go into this. I'm not saying you shouldn't get upset or angry, but you can just know that when you do, this is the part of me that comes out, and I'm working with her. And
yes, I did. Yes, I did. And he was pretty good about responding to it.
And,
I
have to ask one thing. Did he get it that he hadn't communicated what the issue was before you put your foot in it?
He did, and he did.
Because that's critical, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody gets it that nobody was completely skillful in this situation.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And so now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, you're working on this karma.
Yep.
You know it really comes up in relationship.
Yep.
You're being able to communicate about that and make him aware of it, so he knows what happens to you when that happens.
Yeah.
So, are you getting information that there's something wrong with this?
Yeah, and that's the part where I feel like, you know, it's so easy. And I said to him, you know, I just, you know, just staying with this energy, I'm just, you know, I really am committed to not going to a story or making it mean something or kind of going down that road, even though it's really tempting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, Sherry, that this is where my and comes in. The and part comes in where the piece of karma about when this person keeps talking about outcomes and not the process, I get really impatient. And
now this is a person in him, not in you.
Yes, And okay. I think because of my own karma, really realizing for myself as soon as I start talking about outcomes, it's a complete setup, because it usually never works out that way. And the
outcome, can you give me an example of what an outcome would be?
So, like, he'll be talking about what's going to happen. He's going to do this new project, and what's at the end of this project is he's going to make X amount of money, and this is what he's going to do with that X amount of money. And it's so far-fetched. It's so, like, in the infancy stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so who knows if it's going to even fly or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so when all the energy is going to how are we going to, what's this, it's going to be, he's going to make this great amount of money and this is what he's going to do with it. And I'm thinking, well, how do you know that?
Uh-huh.
And so I get impatient not wanting to put, my energy into that conversation. And I'd like more asking questions about, well, what's the next step and what are you going to do about this and blah, 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 blah. And then he gets upset because it doesn't feel like I'm supporting.
Right. He feels like you're raining on his parade.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more of the one that that's my and. That's more of the one that it feels like is more of the problem. And I don't know if I just need to get to make peace with the part of me that
yes.
has really felt like this doesn't work and it's
yes.
okay that someone else just needs to do it and find
yes.
out for themselves?
Yes, because we all process things in a different way, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so for him, now, I don't know that this is true, but if dreaming inspires him to keep going when it's hard,
yeah,
then you really wouldn't want to take his dream away from him.
Yeah.
Because that's going to pretty much make sure it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so to listen to him dream and just trust that that's part of his process. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to buy into it. You don't have to buy stock if you don't feel like it's something you want to do. But letting him enjoy that kind of what you might think of as fantasy, That's how he does it. And if at some point he gets to a place of saying, this really doesn't serve me because
yeah.
I get all these big ideas and then it doesn't work out and then I'm so disappointed because I haven't prepared myself at all for this might not work,
yeah.
Then he'll get there.
Yeah.
But he won't get there because you told him. In the same way, parallel process, he could say, Tracy, you just need to get over that reaction. Because
yeah.
this is what's going on, and that's what's going on, and it really doesn't work. And, I get really impatient when you get emotional. And so, that would be really hard to take because it's your process, and it's how you're learning and growing and changing and figuring your life out for yourself. And you really wouldn't want anybody stepping on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm really glad you bridged those together like that. Like, I can totally see that.
Yeah. Well, when things come up as pairs, they usually have a pretty tight relationship.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, in that whole practicing of, what do I hear myself say that I want to, say, oh, that's a lie, was that I understand someone's process. Ooh, that one's a lie. So when that comes up for me, I can just remind myself that, ooh, that's a lie.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why in our practice and in a relationship, reflective listening is such a big important part of it.
Yeah.
That when we can just let somebody be as they are and reflect them, support them in whatever it is that they're doing and reflect that for them, that's a great kindness.
It is a great kindness, and I have had that experience over and over with so many people outside of my intimate relationships, and it feels like the what I'm getting handed to over and over that I haven't been as successful in is doing that within my intimate relationships,
yep.
just those karmic hooks. Oop, got
yep.
me there. Oop, got me there.
Yep. So it sounds like it's time to bridge that gap.
Yeah, yeah. Good, thanks for that reminder. It's like I know that. And I know that's the most supportive, and yet there's like this luring kind of, it's almost like the kid in the candy, but just there's something really appealing about the hook and...
Well, here's the thing. Now, I don't know this, so keep in mind it's a projection.
Yeah.
It could be that karmically the setup is so the relationship won't work.
Oh, yeah, I think
so you're
right.
If we know that something really works in relationship, but there's a particular set of relationships, whether it's intimate relationship or work relationship or family relationship, whatever it is, that we make sure we don't do the thing that's going to work there, we can guess that it's because the karma is so strong for it not to work.
Oh, thanks for saying that. Yeah, and I remember calling in like a long time ago and just saying, like, you reminded me of going into the attitude of like, wow, this is a person that's imperfect and I'm a person that's imperfect, and can we just, you know, really just appreciate all these great qualities and realize we're just both human.
and that relationship, whatever the relationship is there as a mirror for us so that we can grow.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad
so
you
glad
made it
I
through.
Got here. Yeah,
yep.
I am too.
Glad you
Thank
got here again.
So much. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What a gift. Great.
Stay there. Let us
All
know
right.
how it goes.
Okay. Bye, Shay. Bye, Michael.
Bye. Thanks for joining us, Tracy. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Technology goes down and then it comes back, huh, Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Just like us.
Yes, why we remain hopeful, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're still here now, and that's good. And we have more callers here.
All right.
Okay, next caller, you are now live on the air, and could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Valerie calling.
Valerie from one of the Dakotas.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Not frozen.
Good. Yes, well, I thaw out when I come inside.
Uh-huh. Well, what's going on? Are you there? Oh, my gosh. Michael,
wow.
Are you there?
I'm here. Wow, we just lost her.
Oh, we hadn't talked to her in so long.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to send her some vibes to call back in.
Yes, yes.
And let's go to our next caller. Okay, next caller, you are now live on the air, and could you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Greta.
Hey, Greta.
Well, I've called back about 3 times, so there's definitely some bugs in the wire. So.
Yeah, Mercury is doing something creative with us tonight. So how are you?
Well, I'm happy to report I'm much better than I was a few days ago. And the main reason I wanted to call in was to just express my deep gratitude for the practice. I spent, somehow I have believed the con that on the weekends I don't need the structure and support of practice. And, of course, that's the furthest thing from the truth.
But
the experience of going through all that suffering and coming out the other side back into practice and the structure of practice and waking up was so dramatic this time. It was really a valuable exercise.
and sometimes, oftentimes, especially if conditioning has its way with us, we forget that learning stuff often has a certain degree of pain and misery associated with it.
Well, I guess the good news is that in all that suffering, there is still awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I know I'm doing it, and you know I can see all the unhelpful, unskillful ways I try to get out of it. And it just kind of really reveals that karma that, you know, how do I get myself there and how do I keep myself there?
Yeah. And it's so important for us to get it that it's all part of the process.
Right.
Yeah. So if I don't know how I get there, I don't have a chance of figuring out how to get back.
Well, and the side, the other side of it, you know, in it, I am so identified. I can't see or feel or do anything but be in my karma totally.
Uh-huh.
And then when I came out of it, life is so perfectly supporting me every step of the way. That's where all the gratitude comes from. You know, I was just like, wow, I'm listening to a podcast I picked at random. Everything about it's perfect. All the things I'm hearing are what I need to hear.
Yeah. So that image that I'm so very fond of being in the dark room, and then there you are. Now, in your case, it's not that you're magically in the light room, but it's that you realize where you are. Okay, there's a light switch. I'm going to find it. And you make your way to the switch, and you turn it on, and there you are. And it's like, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, what a different world this is.
But if I hadn't been in the dark room, so much about, like you said, how I got there and the shape and the look and feel of the
That's
dark
right.
room wouldn't have been revealed.
If you hadn't been barking your shins on everything in that room, finding your way to the switch, you wouldn't have been able to get there when you needed to.
Exactly. And it's just so overwhelming to get out of it and to get to that place where, you know, everything feels so different, and it's such a surprise, I guess. I'm just surprised, but not really. You know, it's not like I haven't been out of in the light before, but it's still different in a way because I've gone another level or peeled another layer or whatever it is.
Yeah,
and, you know, what the biggest thing I caught on to in how I'm causing myself to suffer was through the process of coming out into the light.
Oh, my God. Michael, we're cursed. Michael?
Greta? Greta?
Oh, God. I feel like we're in one of those, the Agatha Christie novel, you know?
Yes.
And then, boom, somebody's gone. And then, boom, somebody's gone. For a second there, I thought you were gone. I thought, oh, dear, we are.
Well, I'm just amazed that you and I haven't been bumped.
I know. So it's got to be, well, who knows what it is, because we're all on the same system.
Yes.
Well, if you disappear, Michael, I'm hanging up. Okay.
If you disappear, I'm in trouble.
You just keep going, all right?
Okay, let's go. Let's go on to the next caller here. Okay, next caller, you are now live on the air, at least for, oops, are you still there?
Wow.
Lots
you know
of...
what? I think we're getting a message. Michael?
Yes, Sherry.
You think that we should keep trying, or you think that getting people partway into their issue and then we have to start all over again might not be the kindest thing?
Mm, yeah, I can see your point, definitely. Shall we call it a day?
I think we should. Yeah, yes. And see if next week we can have a better time of it. What is the date next week? Do you know?
Next week. Today is the 5th, so next Tuesday will be the 12th.
Okay, I hope I'm going to manage to pull off this show right before I get on the plane.
Oh, great!
Because I think I have a night flight to Frankfurt.
Oh,
great! So, we'll try again and hope that the technology blesses us.
Yes.
The gods of technology.
Yes, indeed. Sherry, thank you so much for your willingness tonight.
Well, and thank you for a valiant effort there.
Yeah, it sounds like most of our callers made a valiant effort to
yes, indeed.
Get on and get on again and again.
Yeah, and so if we try our same technique next time of the, we'll keep it short, and now we're primed, so with some of these folks who dropped off, maybe we can get more of a sense of closure or completion.
Yes. with a focus on one topic or one subject.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks to all of our listeners and our callers. And thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Michael. Good night.
Good night.